Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for Isaiah P-Tax water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Plus, my NFL picks are brought to you by Casamigos. Casamigos tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. It's already, I know it's a little overshadowed on this weekend, but it is week five in the league where they play. For pay. All right, 5-1 the last 2 weeks, 67% for the season. We'll see if we can give you three more here. Game number one, I went with the Steelers the last couple of weeks. I'm staying on them here. I think their defense is getting better. I think the short passing game is working. The Ravens are a 3.5-point favorite in Pittsburgh. I think the Steelers can get themselves right back in this division race. I think it's a division that can be won with nine games this year. The Ravens have come back to earth. They're dangerous. I admit that. But I think the Steelers defense is improving. I think the Steelers are better than they look. They should have won the game in San Francisco. They didn't. And then they came back and easily trounced the Bengals. Like I said, I've been on them the last couple of weeks. I'm getting 3.5 with the home dog. Give me Pittsburgh plus 3.5, game number one. Game number two, I'm going to the nation's capital or nearby, and I'm going against the Redskins. Pats are 15-point favorites, and I think this will be probably over in the first half. Couple things here. Number one, Washington doesn't know which quarterback to go to. They turn the ball over more than they know what to do with. They can't even find anybody who doesn't turn the ball over. Number two, the Pat defense and special teams will probably score more than the Washington offense will. And number three, the Pats won last week in Buffalo without putting up anything offensively. Tom Brady is not going to have two games like that again in a row. He is not going to have a game. And you know, Tom, when Tom plays that badly, and that was statistically one of the worst games Tom Brady's ever played, he is not going to turn around and put up a clinker like that again. He's not facing the Buffalo defense. He's facing a defense that is just awful and is beat up. The Redskins are beat up on the offensive line. They're beat up in the secondary. They're beat up at the skill positions. And they have a coach who doesn't know which quarterback to play because he can't make the owner happy. This is as one-sided as it gets. And like I said, the Pats are going to show you some offense. They didn't last week. And they didn't cover the last 2 weeks because they gave you a gift in a jet game by putting in the backup quarterback and giving up a muff for 7 points and then giving up the pick six for 7 points. Their defense hasn't been scored on all year. It probably won't get scored on here. And I think the offense is due for a good week. Give me the Pats minus 15, game number two. And then I'm going to Monday night with game number three. You know, I don't like the Browns. And if I'm picking them, that means I expect something from them. I picked them last week, getting 7 points in Baltimore, and they responded and won the game outright. I told you last week I thought they could win the game outright. I expected them to play well. It was a statement game for the Browns. Now they get the Niners. This is a game with two teams that are absolutely headed in the right direction. Two teams that have a lot of talent now. The Niners are on their way back. They are on their way back, okay? But they have not been a team that can handle being a favorite. They're unbeaten. They didn't cover last week as a favorite. They were off last week, the week before against the Steelers. They didn't cover as a favorite, and I don't think they cover here. Will they win the game? It's going to come down to a field goal. You're getting 4 points. I would not be surprised if the Browns won. If the Niners win, I think it'll be very close. I'm really looking forward to this game. I think it'll be very well played. I love what Chubb's doing. Takes a lot of pressure off Mayfield. They have a lot of talent on that team, both sides of the ball. I think the Niners are getting better. They got a big-time pass rush. The one thing, Mayfield's got to use Chubb and a quick passing game because the Niners now can rush the quarterback. He cannot make bad throws against pressure here. If he stays away from that, I think the Browns can win the game. Niners are with 3.5, and the game went to 4, which surprised me. I thought it would go the other way. It didn't. It went to 4 from 3.5. I thought it would go to 3. I'm taking advantage of that. Give me the Browns plus 4. So two dogs and a big favorite. Steelers plus 3.5 as a home dog to get it done against the Ravens. The Browns on Monday night as a home dog on the road against the Niners. And then the Pats as a 15-point road favorite. They can't make the line big enough. When they can't make the line big enough, those are the ones you want to go after because they can't make it big enough to keep you away from the game. Give me the Pats minus 15. Like I said, I think they'll have that covered at the half. So Pitt plus 3.5. New England minus 15. Browns plus 4, the picks. For week 5, trying to keep our very good record going in this early part of the season. Those the picks for this week number 5.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.